Good morning. What day is it?
Welcome to the show.
I guess you don't know what today is.
May 11th is National Twilight Zone Day.
That's weird.
Ooh, Twilight Zone.
Have you seen it, the Twilight Zone?
Things can get a little weird out there.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's starting to get a little weird.
You are about to enter another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I love the Twilight Zone. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You know, I feel like it's the Twilight Zone. I honestly feel like, you know, you watch some of the episodes and it's like, wow, that feels like what's going on right now. It's creepy. It's weird. It's the Monica J. Show. Oh, we have some great things to go over today. Your emails. We got a contest today. That's right. Giving you a chance to win a $50 tab at Tahoe Tavern and Grill. Oh my gosh. Wouldn't that be a nice little getaway? Head on up to the lake and have a $50 tab on us. Nice. So, good news. Wow. I love Governor Ron DeSantis. The man just has it going on. He thinks about the people in his state. He thinks about the big picture. He looks at who is perpetrating the crimes against humanity. If you haven't heard, Governor Ron DeSantis is suing the CDC on behalf of Florida. I am so impressed. I am so impressed. Why? Well, let's just say the CDC blew something out of proportion. That's what all of this has been. States have lost revenue. Not just revenue. They have lost businesses. People. Governor Ron DeSantis last week announced that Florida has filed a lawsuit against the President Joe Biden administration. Ugh. Can you really sue something that doesn't exist? Just curious. Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, demanding that cruise ships be reopened immediately. He's suing them for money, for the fact that businesses have, well, they've pretty much lost out. I'm really, really impressed with him. But then again, what is it worth to you? Would you get on a cruise ship if you have to have a vaccination passport? Is it up to the Biden administration, the CDC, and all of these other groups for what the cruise industry wants to do? I mean, maybe the cruise industry decides they don't want to go to Florida because Florida has such great freedoms that you don't have to get the shot if you don't want to. You don't have to wear a mask if you don't want to. It's interesting. Some other very interesting things that are going on, just in case you haven't heard. An implant was found in voting machines in Michigan. Yeah. They had unauthorized implants installed to circumvent its own security features. Interesting. Don't you think? Don't you think it's also interesting that the DOD, that's Department of Defense, is trying to get involved in the Maricopa County voting results from the forensic audit in Arizona? Huh. Why would they be doing that? If everything was on the up and up, why would they try to get involved with the forensic audit? Interesting. So many things going on. A prominent scientist is telling the CDC to halt the COVID vaccine or the COVID shot, just as the government is trying to get 12-year-olds and up now vaccinated. That's interesting since, well, 12 to 15-year-old group really doesn't fall into the category of needing it. So why would you do that? That's concerning. Well, why is he doing that? Well, I'm not a doctor, obviously, but Yancey Chun Lindsay is a molecular biologist and toxicologist. He called to immediately halt the production and distribution, citing fertility and blood clotting concerns. Also, immune escape. Dr. Lindsay explained to the committee the scientific evidence showing that the coronavirus shots are not safe. So it's not just an average person, not just a regular doctor. A molecular biologist and toxicologist. Huh, why would he cite fertility? Because we've seen women miscarry? Very interesting, don't you think? So yesterday, I have to pull this out of a special file because I've got like 30 files here I put emails into to make sure that I don't lose them. Which is not always the case. Sometimes I still lose them. I don't know what it is. Ugh. Let's see. Here we go. Website feedback. Let's see. Again, no name. Just an email address that doesn't even have a name. So. I happened to catch Monica J's show this morning. I feel her views on COVID vaccine are dangerous. She is actively working to dissuade her listeners from getting vaccinations. She is contributing to prolonging this pandemic and keeping our economy and lives from returning to normal. She states that scientists and public health officials are wrong. She appears to have no medical credentials. She says that she is on oxygen from her bout with COVID, I guess. Is she really encouraging others to get sick? Do your advertisers know about this stance and support it? I don't often comment, but she is too much. Well, duh. You know I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But people only hear what they want to hear. Because if you go back and you listen to that segment, that I don't even know if this is a he or she, that this person is commenting on, that this thing is commenting on. I guess I have to be politically correct. It could be a who's it or a what's it or an it's it. My stance is education and information. Because for every scientist and doctor you have out there backing the vaccine and follow the money, because you can follow the money trail to where the people who are backing it, let's just say they're financially secure. To the doctors and scientists who are coming out against it, don't you think that you should have every bit of information possible before you inject something foreign into your body, into your child's body? So for this person who says that I am just too much, no, you're too much. If you choose to live your life uneducated, uninformed, blinded by propaganda and media, then by all means, go live your life. But for the rest of us, I will continue to find the stories like ophthalmologists now ethically obligated to denounce COVID shots as 20,000 new eye disorders are reported. In just a few months, the World Health Organization received approximately 20,000 reports of new eye disorders that occurred post-shot. These reports include 303 cases of blindness, 1,625 cases of visual impairment. This is coming from the European Drug Monitoring Agency. And they never recorded such a severe spike in eye injuries until after the experimental shot was launched. Is that something you'd want to know? Are you curious about that? I'm curious if you want to continue receiving an education or if you just want to blindly go where others tell you to go and hold you hostage. So, I'm sure this person will think that their veiled threat with the advertisers is going to be, you know, well, I don't know what they think about that. But I know it's a veiled threat. And I will continue on bringing you the best information possible. So you can do your own research and you can make up your own mind. Imagine that. Thinking and doing for yourself. Sounds like freedom, baby. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Submitted for your approval. A society where nobody showed their face because they were always covered in masks.
What are you talking about? That's been like the last year of my life.
Oh, well, picture a world where you could never leave your home.
Yeah, dude, I never leave my house. None of us do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
How about a place where you go to work, have lunch at a restaurant, and shake hands with your coworkers?
Whoa, creepy.
You're about to cross over into the Twilight Zone.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
You know what? We need to isolate that and put that on anytime Biden says something. Don't you think, Kamala, we should just do that? We have one for Kamala. We need one for Biden, too. Hey, today's... Yeah, shouldn't Biden have his own? Yeah. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. Got an interesting question for you today, and it's very personal. So I hope you participate. Yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should any form of social media be allowed to ban or restrict a sitting or former president of the United States because of posts or opinions? 76% of those participating said no. If you're going to have freedom of speech, have freedom of speech. If you're going to have a social media platform, unless you're showing beheadings, you know, some graphic violence, or flat out encouraging, no veiled encouragements or anything like that, of going out and hurting people, then freedom of speech should be freedom of speech. You have to take the good with the bad, recognize it, and then call it out for what it is. We have to stop banning things. Ugh. So today's poll question, a listener sent an email yesterday calling me a coward and that I am weak and I have given up because of something I said. I said, we will never go back to what was once considered normal. Get little air quotes there. Normal. Pertaining to our way of life. So by saying this, they seem to believe now that I'm a coward and am not fighting back. But I want you to tell me what you think. Look back at 2019. That's the year I'm using in the poll question. Are we too far gone to go back to what was considered normal in 2019? Don't just say yes or no. Don't do that snap judgment. Think about it. Think about how more and more people are using home food delivery. More and more people are not going back into the office. We're coming up with hybrid versions of education that you can learn from home, you can learn from a classroom. We're back to the universities where, what was it, Mortenson? Was it Mortenson College? They went belly up. Boy, had they just held on for a few more years. Here we are, it seems like all of these different online universities now have popped up. And that's the way to get your education online. People not sitting down in restaurants. Fauci saying that seasonal mask wearing may now become mandated, the law. So now think about the question and answer it. Do you think that we can really go back to what was considered normal? Or am I wrong? I'm okay if I'm wrong. I'd love to go back a few years. I'd love to go back to like 2017, 2018. When everything was running smoothly and we weren't afraid of anything, the economy was great, the stock market was great, we felt safe. Huh. Who was in charge then? Who is in charge or playing in charge now? And we're on the verge of war with how many countries? Iran shooting at our warships? Oh, no, our warships were fighting back and shooting back. North Korea, China, Russia? Huh. See the difference? It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today, and what a day. Going to give you a chance to win a $50 tab at Tahoe Tavern and Grill. Coming up, if you can answer a question about 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So be ready to be a winner. The talk and text lines are open at 884-9910. That's the number you're going to need to remember for our contest coming up, too, because it is a text contest. But when you want to talk, when you want to get into what's going on, including our legislature, which has less than 3 weeks now to be in session. But at least now they're talking about the bills that are specific and have gone through. Nothing can be added. We're on a straight path forward now. Paul's on the line with us. Thank you so much, Paul, for calling in. You want to talk about one of the bills being heard in the legislature?
But the federal legislature, it's in the Senate committee now. This is the Voting Rights Bill.
Oh, okay, so the Voting Rights Bill, yeah.
H.R. 1.
Yeah.
Right, I believe it's in committee today, so it's very important that your listeners call our two senators. And if they want to get a pencil and paper ready, I have their phone numbers here, the Washington numbers. I'll read them off.
Oh, okay.
But this bill is in committee, and everyone needs to call today in a couple of days next week and stay on this. Be consistent. Be polite. Tell them that This is important to Nevada. We are a small state, and we need to keep our voting rights, our power of our people in our state. Otherwise, if this bill passes, Nevada will lose its voice. Mm-hmm. So those are the things to stress. Nevada needs to keep its voice because we're a small state. We matter, to be polite and to ask them to vote against this bill. So Jackie Rosen's phone number in Washington is 202-224-6244. Again, that's 202-224-6244. And Masto's phone number is, again, the same area code, 202-224-3542. So 202-224-3542. Because it's in committee today, and Chuck Shyster is going to take this to put this to a vote. Yeah. He's going to take it to the floor. So we need to call in and call often. The more you call, the better. Be polite. And again, stress that this is important for the state of Nevada to keep its voice in our government.
Paul, thank you so much for calling with those numbers. And you're right on. It's what people have to do. And even though we don't trust Masto or Cortez, or Rosen, it's important to do it. You never know.
Because remember when they had the, in the state, we're going to do the Electoral College bill was going through. Mm-hmm. And Sisolak actually vetoed it. Okay, so there is hope. I mean, they understand that this is Nevada's power to have. We are a small state, but our Electoral College votes matter. Yeah. And without the Electoral College, we would never get any representation. Back in the 2016 election, both Trump and Hillary both made stops in this state because the Electoral College gave us a voice. And Sisolak realized that, and he vetoed the bill. So there is hope that maybe Masto and Rosen will also vote against this. The only way it's going to happen, though, is if a lot of people call in and stress that this is a important for the state of Nevada to keep its vote in the federal government.
It's easy to do. It can be done on a lunch hour. It can be done on a 15-minute break. Just make sure you do it. Paul, thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry, what?
Make yourself notes to do it today, to do it in a couple of days. Set a reminder on your phone if you need to. But do it. And try to do it in the morning because, you know, they're back east and you want to catch somebody in the office.
That's right. 3-hour difference.
Yep.
All right, Paul, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. And thank you for putting those numbers together and letting people have those, because I find that that's half of the problem, is that people won't do that little extra research, which is really easy to just go into DuckDuckGo and put in Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen contact information. Click on it, take you where you need to go. People just want it handed to them. Our freedoms, our health, our liberties, it's worth doing the work. Please, it's worth it. If you are a parent, one of the most important websites that you could ever be on, if you're a parent, if your grandparents or aunts and uncles raising your family members again, going back at it, you need to have in your saved, your favorites list over here, Children's Health defense.org. Now, it's kind of a misnomer with the moniker there, childrenshealthdefense.org, because they go over everything. They go over big tech, big food, big energy, big pharma, big chemical. This is the headline article that was put out yesterday, as everybody seems to be excited about the COVID shot being available now to 12 to 15 year olds. Teen hospitalized with blood clots in brain after first dose of Pfizer shot. As a parent, does that make you take pause? All I'm saying, as all these giant pharmaceutical companies are pushing the FDA for full approval on the vaccine that they say, which is not a vaccine, it's an experiment. Has it been researched enough? Is it going to be your child? Is it going to be your parents? Is it going to be your family member, your friend? Perfectly healthy people getting the shot and then finding out maybe they weren't perfectly healthy, or that they had allergies they had no idea. This shot is literally like playing Russian roulette. Make your choice well. Just be informed. That's all I ask. Just be informed. Okay, again, that's childrenshealthdefense.org. I have to laugh at this. Oh, my goodness, the Carson Valley. Getting set for Carson Valley Days. Absolutely fantastic event. So many things going on. And obviously, there is a Star Wars fan in Douglas County, because this is pretty damn funny. They're selling a button for Carson Valley Days that is it looks literally like the first Star Wars poster. Yeah, the entire scene there. There's C-3PO and R2-D2 and Luke with his lightsaber. Darth. In a galaxy far, far away, 2021, Carson Valley Days. That's pretty funny. Oh, finally, getting some great events. Getting some great events coming back. Which include, by the way, don't forget, this Saturday, the first ever constitutional county is being recognized by Sheriff Mack and a whole lot of other people. Great speakers. This is going to be an almost all-day event. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be bounce houses. There's going to be all kinds of great speakers, including Dr. Simone Gold, Joey Gilbert, Sheriff Mack. Where is this all happening? Lander County, Battle Mountain. Now, I did want to let you know that it's a four-hour drive. It's, you know, it's out there. So, people have gotten together and they have put together a, whatchamacallit, a bus. That's what you call it. You call it a bus. And if you would like to participate in that, where you can just ride in comfort and you don't have to worry about driving, and then you can sleep on the way back because you'll be exhausted, you can take the bus. So they need a minimum of 30 people. It's going to cost $60 per person. But, you know, that's a great deal. For heading out there, you don't have to drive. You don't have to worry about the gas. You can take food on the bus if you want. Think about it. And when we come back, I'll give you the people to contact. So you can participate, because it is going to be one hell of an event. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Found it! In case you were listening in the last segment and you want to go to the Freedom Rally in Battle Mountain, Nevada, this Saturday, the 15th, if you don't want to drive, how about taking the bus? Yes, they have procured an Amador bus line that holds 34 people, but if enough people sign up, they can get the larger bus for 55. So if you want to go, you don't want to drive, the cost is $60 per person. All you have to do is call Jackie Hager at 747-7817. 747-7817. If you need that number, just text or email me here at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And you know the text number. I hope you do, because it's time to give something away. Nice. All right, let's do this. Talk and text 884-9910. You have 90 seconds to answer this question and win if you haven't won in the last 30 days. Okay? Because we like to spread the prizes around. You ready? Let's do this. This morning during Armstrong and Getty, Craig Swope asked what show a specific show host hosted. Text in either the host's name or the show. And you've got that tab, a $50 tab, at Tahoe Tavern and Grill. Text your answer to 884-9910. 884-9910. Craig Swope asked what show a specific show host hosted. So you have to have been listening this morning to Craig. There you go. All right. Now, for everybody else, today's poll question, 991fmtalk.com. I will warn you that I broke my promise yesterday and I did not update my webpage. I promise, I cross my heart and I hold my hand up, I will get it done later this afternoon. So all of these stories that I have been bringing to you about the ophthalmologists now seeing people with eye problems, yeah, blindness from the COVID shot, that's a problem. Big issue. I will get these stories up there for you to read yourself and to research, because I've been getting a lot of pushback on the, you know, 4,000 people that I made the announcement that have died here in this country. So, you know, I want to expand that because that's just this country. Just so you know, 8,430 people have died and over just under 355,000 people have had severe injuries. That's the European database of the adverse drug reactions for the COVID shots. And you know, or at least in my opinion, those numbers are being underreported. Underreported by a lot. Today's poll question, 991 FM Talk. What do you think? Are we too far gone to go back to what was considered normal, say in 2019? Somebody thinks I'm a coward for thinking that I've given up. No, it's called being a realist.